Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Billy Dukes, and another new episode of the Dutton Rules podcast will begin in just a minute. This week, we added a video element to the show that will allow people who prefer YouTube to watch or listen. That will affect the experience for audio-only fans slightly. Let me explain. On YouTube, we opened with a boiled-down 5-minute or so video recap of everything we're going to talk about here. It didn't make a lot of sense to include that here because you're used to listening to a certain way, and the audience we've built up over 2 seasons here is our first priority. Still, once or twice we refer to that 5-minute video in a very casual way. Totally don't need to watch that to understand what's happening, but it's there, so I wanted to explain. As always, thanks for listening, and share feedback in the comments section or at staff@tasteofcountry.com. Sterling, who is often on the podcast, brings up a good point that he can't figure out how they're going to edit any of the episodes of Yellowstone to be appropriate for broadcast television and get past the censors. And I see his point, but I also think to myself, ain't my problem, bro. You know?
We stay in our lane and don't worry about the other lanes.
Hello, Edison!
Man, I've missed that. I don't think we've done that on our other podcast episodes, actually. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is the first time people have seen it on video. So, yep, this is us. If you're a longtime follower of the Dutton's Rules podcast, sorry to disappoint you, but this is what we look like.
Back and better than ever. Now you can see our facial expressions and when Billy rolls his eyes.
Totally.
Or when I do.
Yeah, exactly. Which is more likely.
Well, I'm excited for this news because people who've been listening to the podcast for a while, I guess when it started, I came into Yellowstone season 4. Like I had no pretense whatsoever to what was happening on Yellowstone. You essentially filled me in quickly and I kind of like spark notes some things to understand like, okay, what is happening here? But I literally don't know any of the like actual season 1.
You know what kind of worries me about all this? And if you glossed over the beginning, like CBS is going to present seasons 1 and maybe even 2, 3, 4 of Yellowstone starting this fall. It's going to be a Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern time start time. No premiere date, but they're starting with season 1. Like they have to do all seasons now. Like they can't just do season 1, season 2 and then boom, the strike's over. We go back to normal programming and leave us hanging. Like they're on the hook now for the whole show on CBS.
I personally think that's brilliant because number one, we don't know when, or wait, remind me, do we know when season 5 is coming out?
It's Yellowstone? Continues to be pushed because now of the strikes. We thought summer, then we thought November, and now it's looking probably not until 2024.
Yeah, so it's one of those of it kind of like continues to whet our appetite, keep us full of, I mean, it's brilliant of like Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone. And then, you know, instead of a lull of nothing, I think you're making some lemonade out of lemons.
I don't know why they haven't done this before. And there's a lot of good shows on those streaming platforms that like would be great network dramas. Sterling, who is often on the podcast, brings up a good point that he can't figure out how they're going to edit any of the episodes of Yellowstone to be appropriate for broadcast television and get past the censors. And I see his point, but I also think to myself, ain't my problem, bro. Like, you know?
We stay in our lane and don't worry about the other lanes.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a saucy show. They're going to have to do some overdubs or something like that but they can't. I
didn't even think about that.
There's some violence in episodes of Yellowstone that I really wonder how they're going to put. Just some of the most violent broadcast television you'll have ever seen is coming your way to CBS.
Yeah, because if you cut it out, you're missing huge plot holes. yeah. is what ends up happening.
Well, the one scene that comes to mind in particular was, I believe it was deep into season two. It's the scene where Beth Dutton is attacked in her office by, I believe, the Beck brothers sent some henchmen. And it is a vicious attack. I mean, it holds nothing back. Like, how does that get on Sunday night broadcasts for CBS? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Hmm. To be determined. We will find out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, even for me, I've watched all of the seasons, but you know, it's been a while here. So yeah. I think it's going to kind of reframe, I think, for a lot of people who are in my same position, like how we think of modern Yellowstone, because we'll remember little details. And I'll also get another chance to go deep into the Yellowstone family tree, which is delightful.
Your favorite thing. Well, I think for me too, I have a good feeling I'm going to be having a lot of like, oh, like a little aha moments because I don't know a ton's backstory.
Right.
But should we let listeners kind of know like our plan podcast-wise?
Yes, go ahead. Because I'm not sure I know it fully myself.
Dang it, Billy. I was hoping you were going to take that a little bit more. Well, essentially what we're going to be doing as CBS airs the seasons of early Yellowstone, we're going to be covering them of, I mean, kind of what we do for the Dutton Rules already. I mean, our Yellowstone podcast of, you know, recapping them, saying our thoughts and it'll be fun because it'll come from the perspective of you're rewatching it. It might have different perspectives than I'm watching it for the first time. So it'll still be, I think, a fun listen.
And to be pretty candid as well, this episode of the podcast is a bit of an experiment for us. I mean, it's mm-hmm. kind of, it's our first on YouTube and it follows up that short recap video. We're playing with an idea where we have the usual YouTube video recaps, which maybe you've watched, maybe you haven't, but those usually are 8 to 10 minutes long. They recap an episode. We're adding the podcast to the back end of it, or at least the meat of a podcast to the back end of it, in hopes that the YouTube audience is also interested in the podcast. If that's not the case, I don't necessarily know if we'll keep doing that. We might find that people just like the recap videos and then like to experience the podcast sort of separately. Trying to find a way to serve everybody in the best possible way. So staff at tasteofcountry.com is always a place for questions and comments, but now a little bit of feedback on this new format as well.
Yeah. Really? Do you like seeing us or not?
It's kind of it.
It is. Yeah. Kind of it. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, can we talk a little bit, enough about us, can we talk about Kevin Costner and understanding a little bit more? We're going to come into season 5 with essentially he's going to be dead or, you know, off the show and to some capacity. Can you quickly recap why he's not coming back, why his contract ended up being released for those who might be a little confused?
Well, during his divorce, we got some clarification on something that had been rumored for a really long time. And that's Kevin Costner essentially worked season to season. Like he was never confirmed for the next season. And he mentioned this himself kind of early on. He thought Yellowstone was going to be a big 10-hour movie, almost like 1883. And that was it. But then it turned into season 2 and season 3. Each new season he signed on. So he signed on for season 5. And the episodes he signed on for have run. I don't know if they filmed additional episodes and just not run them yet. That's certainly possible. But he's not contractually obligated to do any more season episodes of Yellowstone, which is, you know, I roll a little bit because it's like, come on, Kev, you knew you can't leave us all hanging like that.
Yeah, but
he can. And apparently he's going to because he may not return, very likely won't return to the set in large part because of this movie Horizon, which in the divorce documents, his wife frankly states they feel that movie as there's a lot more potential for money and a lot more potential for an income with Horizon than there could be in Yellowstone, even though he's making like $1 million or $2 million an episode of Yellowstone. Gosh. Like, they feel Horizon's where the money is, so they're chasing the bag, as they say.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's interesting too, even kind of how you had said, just, you know, Kev, why didn't you, you know, stick it out? And we kind of, like, as the viewers, you lean into the more emotional side of it. Like, how could you, you know, just disappear halfway through the season? Like, we want you here. Where he's been in this industry, the entertainment industry, for forever. And so it's, you know, it's interesting to see kind of like, this is a business for him. And so maybe a little bit of the less, like, emotional pull and of like, okay, I'm going to go where the money is. This is like my 9 to 5 at the end of the day, where, you know, for us, we're stemming from the more emotional side of the why behind leaving.
You know, it's also interesting is I'm surprised that more of the cast hasn't kind of drifted off for kind of the same reasons, because, you know, even if they're signed up for a couple of seasons, if you're like an Ian Bowen, for an example, okay, you're not making a tremendous amount of money on Yellowstone, I don't think, especially right early on. You're getting paid per episode, and there's only 8 or 9 episodes. It's not like the old days with sitcoms or television dramas where there's 22, 23 episodes, so you have a really, you know, a really lucrative year. You know, if he's getting paid $50,000 an episode, that's $500,000. He could probably make that money elsewhere and maybe even do a little bit better. So it's surprising to me that more actors from the show or other shows haven't kind of followed suit, like Kevin.
I guess my only 2 cents to that, and I don't know Ian as much, has had this opportunity, but let's say Luke Grimes. You know, he's been in a lot of Stetson commercial. Luke, I don't know about Luke Casey, but my point being is stuff that's very tailored to his character, sure, essentially. And so it's kind of helped him in that sense, where if he started doing other things, maybe not. But like I said, Ian, I don't think he necessarily falls into that. I haven't seen him anywhere.
Some people have been able to do some other movies. Like, I know Beth Riley, Kelly Riley was in a movie kind of in between seasons. So they filled those gaps. It wasn't like a major motion picture, but it was a film, maybe a European film or something she's been in. So they have worked outside of this, but not a lot, and certainly not in episodal television.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I don't know. I get mad at Kevin because he's leaving, but then, you know, as a capitalist, it's like, okay, well, I see what you got to do. I mean,
yeah,
this is his right to go make that money. I can't hold him back from that, even though I personally think he's being a jerk.
Well, I think this new season is truly going to circle so much around probably Jamie and Beth. I mean, hello, how we ended the last season. But let's be real. We've been saying that we're surprised Yellowstone has still been, you know, we keep dragging out the storyline. So if I'm being honest, I mean, other than, you know, he's the pillar of the Yellowstone Ranch, we could maybe do without Kevin Costner and I'm still going to be watching it. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much other drama that I'm more interested in. I didn't turn on the television going, oh, what's Kevin Costner? I mean, what's John Dutton going to do next? It was more like, is Beth going to take out her brother?
He was the anchor. I don't know the show would have survived more than one additional season without Kevin Costner. But given the sort of the arc of the show to this point and kind of how we've all said it hasn't been as good the last two seasons, I'm not heartbroken that we're wrapping up after season 5. If anything, I'm excited to have a chance to watch the reruns without having to go back and find them on Peacock, which is yet another streaming service, and I no longer have Peacock, so this is a nice, this works out really well for me.
They did cheated it for up you, for Billy.
Me. They might have. I don't know.
Matthew McConaughey, he's now a part of this mix, but I think what was interesting is, so I guess maybe give a little bit of backstory here. It's not confirmed what show he is going to be on. He is going to be a part of the Taylor Sheridan franchise, but it might not be like an 1883, 1923, right?
He might not be a Dutton. And this next sequel or spinoff may not have to do with the Duttons in Montana. I've always felt that we've done and by we, I mean the media in general, there's been a lot of jumping to conclusions. I never saw Matthew McConaughey celebrate being part of the Yellowstone family. Like, I don't know if the ink is necessarily dry on that contract. People said it was a sequel. I think they assume that means he's going to be part of the John Dutton universe. Like, We've tried to be really careful when we've suggested some of our own hypothesis. For example, like we've long thought that maybe he's going to be part of the Four Sixes Ranch show, which still seems possible. But based on Taylor Sheridan's quotes, he's saying essentially there's a lot of other places in that are having these same kind of problems where like man and nature are sort of colliding and it's this old school versus new school mentality. And he sort of stops there and doesn't describe where he's thinking or what he's thinking about for this new show. That tells me that it's not going to be in Montana, or very well may not be in Montana. And certainly the odds of including some of these current cast members seem pretty thin right now.
Interesting. I mean, I guess ultimately just interesting. And I think too of, I don't know if we're ever going to see the Four Sixes Ranch. I was genuinely so excited to watch that. And I know we couldn't hang the show on Jimmy. And so that's why I think a lot of us assume or thought, okay, Matthew McConaughey totally makes sense. Dude, I don't know if that show is ever going to air. I would like it to. It's based in Texas, which yeehaw. So I'm from Texas.
I don't even know what's that show about? Like that's the thing I've never truly understood is what is the Four Sixes show? Even as we've kind of visited the Four Sixes Ranch through Yellowstone, like there's not a clear plot about what's going on there or like any trouble or drama.
Well, I think it was the drama of brucellosis. Is that right? What the cattle were?
That's the illness. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Aren't you proud of my I remember that one. And so thank you. If I don't remember anything, it's brucellosis. We ended the Yellowstone season with Rip and them going to Texas to take the cattle. So I think it would be more so a merging of Four Sixes, Rip and that crew, and anything that Taylor Sheridan puts his hand on, a drama.
Yeah. But the plot was never obvious to me, so I never had a chance to really get excited for it. I think we'll see it in some capacity. But I kind of wonder where like some of these other areas that Taylor Sheridan's referring to are. Like I think of other rural areas, Alaska.
Doing what?
There's a lot of nature meets man drama in Alaska where you're fighting the elements and trying to preserve a way of life.
Okay.
All right. You're not sold on Alaska. I see.
I mean, no, I don't disagree. I'm interesting.
Oh, I mean, any of those states in that area, too, Idaho, Wyoming, even parts of Colorado, other parts of Montana. Like, look at a show like Joe Pickett. Like, that could be the plot for Yellowstone as well. That show takes place in Wyoming, I believe. But that could be another sort of theme, I guess, where there's, you know, Matthew McConaughey's a lawman trying to preserve a way of life or something. So there's a ton of ways to go with this, I guess. Let's be honest. It's Matthew McConaughey. You're watching no matter what he is, aren't you? I mean,
you betcha. I'm surprised I haven't run it. I'm living on, if you couldn't tell by the hat, it says Austin, and he lives here, and I've still yet to run into him. I'll ask him, though. Yeah, well, it's big and small. Next time I see him, I'll ask him for the deets. I'm sure he will absolutely tell me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you read into this theory at all about how Yellowstone is like the Godfather movie trilogy?
No, but I will also admit I've never seen The Godfather. And so can you give me a little spice of what, why?
Yeah, I mean, if I've seen The God years and years ago. I'm not a movie buff by any stretch of the imagination. I know I've seen The Godfather, and I think I've seen all the sequels as well. But the idea being that he's sort of a mob boss of sorts, and looking to protect the family. I think that's the theory where they look for all these sort of similarities. So as season one starts over again, I'm kind of excited to kind of watch Yellowstone through that lens a little bit and kind of explore maybe a little bit why people are saying the Yellowstone and Godfather are similar.
Interesting. I'll have to kind of see from that perspective as well. I mean, I kind of get it.
We briefly at the start of the video, we mentioned the reason for all Yellowstone coming to CBS. Start of the video, start of the podcast. I guess like, I'm going to have to remember that there's people listening and watching. And forgive me if I don't get that right immediately. And it's not a footnote here that it's because of the Screen Actors Guild strikes, the writer's strike. When they have these, they tend to go on for a really long time. And then sort of the machine gets cranked up again. So like even when the strike ends, it's not like we get new episodes of a show the next day. Like as far as we know, they haven't filmed the rest of Yellowstone. Yeah. So
it's going to take a hot second.
2024 spring, winter 2024. Are we going to get it?
Well,
where are we at with 1923? We haven't even talked about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, but I'm absolutely, not Cassie Randolph. Cassie is her sister. Oh my gosh. Michelle.
Yes.
I follow her on, Instagram and that whole crew still, if they are actively hanging out in Colorado all the time. And I know that she lives in LA. So it's interesting.
The one show that I think did film is the Bass Reeves show, Lawman Bass Reeves, starring, I can't pronounce his name because it's not right in front of me. That was a spinoff of 1883, and that show has filmed. I saw some pictures of Daniel Quaid on set. Oh,
cool.
So they could slide that one in there if they got it all done before the strike started.
This is all just TBD. TBD.
What are you watching in the meantime?
Oh, Bill, you know what I'm watching in the meantime. I do.
I'm going to go grab my pillow and my nightlight and my eye mask as you talk about it.
I'm currently watching, which probably anyone who's listening to this for our Yellowstone podcast, I mean, you might be the minority who also watches this, but I just feel like these two shows do not go together. Get the good old Bachelorette.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were watching The Golden Bachelor.
Oh, no, that doesn't start yet.
Oh,
just if you wanted to know.
Oh, I did. Okay.
That's in the fall.
Yeah.
That doesn't start yet, and nor do I... I'll probably watch the first two episodes. I can't say that that's going to be something I'm going to be tuning into, but I'm watching The Good Old Bachelorette.
Okay. Fair enough. No judging. I've been watching Joe Pickett, which is a tremendous show. It's on Paramount Plus as well. Tried to get through the Marvelous Miss or the Miss Mrs. Maisel.
I can't remember
the title of it. The last season hasn't really worked with me so far. That show is really that show got. It's not bad, but it's not nearly as good as it was early on.
It looks boring, if I'm being honest. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it was super cute and charming early on. Like she was delightful and the acting was good. Now it's kind of like repeats and you realize the stand-up comedy is not good. Anyways, and then I've been burning through Ghosts. Are you familiar with that show on CBS?
No.
Oh, it's a sitcom. You've probably seen the promos on CBS. It's the one with the dude who has the arrow through his neck.
Billy, I've never seen that advertisement.
It's like there's like 40 episodes of it. The woman buys a mansion and it's inhabited by ghosts. There's a big Viking. There's the dude with the arrow through his neck. There's the dude with no pants. There's the Native American. There's the 1920s jazz singer. And then there's Sam and Jay, who are the delightful livings.
And it's this looks fun. I've never seen this.
It's fun. It's not amazing. I'm not going to say it's highbrow television, but if you need, sometimes I just need like a 25 minute show just before bed. You know what I mean? Like something to kind of take the day's stress off, and it gets the job done.
Some feel good, some lightheartedness. I'm also watching, which this is, you're going to eye roll. You won't eye roll, but it's very much so in the same like bucket. On Amazon Prime, I'm watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. You might not have even heard of that.
I have seen it, but I didn't spend a lot of I've seen the thumbnail and the description.
Like, really?
No, I haven't seen the show. No. Is that is that aimed for the younger preteen audience? Is that
yeah, you know, I'll say, yeah, honestly, very preteen, like summer love. It's definitely like feel good. It's actually also sad. The mom has cancer, so actually it's a little bit a mix of teen romance, but also really sad. There's so many people on social media saying that this new season that they're doing nothing but crying. But I'm here for the feel good stuff, you know?
Have you seen the new Barbie movie?
Okay, that's where I kind of – I don't that's know. Where you draw the line. Okay. That's where I draw the line. I don't know if – like I have genuinely kind of no desire, but I've heard it's great. But I just think because I didn't grow up like loving – like I was a big American Girl doll gal, but I was kind of – I had two brothers. So like I did play with Barbies, but at the same time I was like rolling in the mud with my brother. So I'd say like the nostalgicness of it, I'm kind of like –
That doesn't do it for
me. Are you okay? Yeah, but I might go see it.
No, I have no desire to see it. I was just thinking that maybe when we're done with the Dutton Rules podcast, in many years, after many seasons, I probably owe it to you to do a podcast on The Summer I Turned Pretty or The Bachelor. Like my penance would be to kind of suck it up through all those kinds of shows.
Don't worry. I'll find a way to find something that will meet our audience and also be something that is doesn't have a bunch of guts and gore like Yellowstone. But I do love Yellowstone though does that good job of like you have the romance, the drama that I like, and then you meet it with the I don't know, blood.
Yeah. Blood and a lot of cursing.
And a lot of cursing, yeah.
Okay. Staff@tasteofcountry.com. Questions, comments. Often we read questions and comments, but it's been a while since we did this, so we don't have any today. Trivial will return when we kind of get back into the meat of the Yellowstone episodes as well. Of course, we want your feedback on this project as well. But if you're just listening the normal way on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever, Slacker, which I guess is going away. Just a thumbs up and follow and all those good things. And then, I don't know, we'll be back hopefully in a few weeks when we have a little bit more information or maybe a real show to talk about.
Heck yeah. Thanks y'all for listening. Always appreciate it. I'm glad we get a step into the Yellowstone universe again.
And the Yellowstone podcast is another
great Town Square Media.
Great
podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.